Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Hello, and welcome, everyone, to Beamer Blog Talk Radio. I am Rainey Hale, so this is, of course, Horse Thursday. Today is Thursday, January 23rd, if you can believe it, and I'm super happy to be with you all today. It's going to be a really fun show because we've got some of our co-hosts in a really fun environment, so I can't wait for them to share with you because they've got a lot of good things to share. But before I say hi to them, I just want to remind everyone to please press 1 on your phone if you have any questions or comments. I know there was quite a few people that were asking questions last week that I couldn't answer because I hadn't actually put my hands physically on a new unit. But I know Nate and Tiff have, and they have them with them. So we're going to definitely get some of those questions answered that I couldn't answer last week. I'm sorry about that. And so first wanted to go ahead and say hi to Dr. B, because Dr. B, I don't think anyone's really going to talk with us today or want to talk with us today. We've got Tiff and Nate from the stock show, and they've got so much stuff going on that they're mostly going to take over the show, I think, today. But hi, Dr. B. Thanks so much for being on.
Good morning. How are you? So
I'm good. I'm
everything's
kind of
going
my
great.
Voice, but I'm great.
Yeah. Try the Beamer. We've had 2 weeks off, and next week we're going to start again with the weekly, with the, well, twice a month veterinary Beamer call. It'll be next Wednesday, and it'll be a, we're going to try a different format, at least for that meeting, where we introduce it, the meeting with slides that are generally used in, I guess you would call it, introductory sessions and perhaps
the presentation,
a little bit in academy sessions.
Presentation.
Yeah. And, yeah, Rainey will be presenting that possibly with me if I can make any comments that are helpful for that too. But she'll be doing that, and then we'll be having our regular discussions to share our experiences and our knowledge about Beamer with animals, both horses and small animals. So send your vets to us. You would actually send their information, their phone number, email address, their name, of course, and the state that they practice in, to my cell number, and I'll give you that right now. That would be 973-632-2483, 973-632-2483. And lovely to have more vets on the call. It's also open to veterinary technicians or anybody who takes direct instructions of how to use the Beamer from a veterinarian. So that's what I have.
All right. Thanks, Dr. B. It's such a great call, and we really should have more and more vets on there all the time. It's such a great resource for all of us. So thanks so
Amen.
Much for doing that, Dr. B.
Yeah, I think next week I've had some feedback already, and it sounds like there's going to be a lot of people on next week's call. They're interested in this new format. And I've also sent I Decide to several of them that have asked for it.
Great. Mm-hmm. Perfect. All right. We got to get more Beamers and more vet clinics all around the country. So keep sharing.
Amen.
All right. And at this, I think I'm going to first turn it over to either Nate or Tiff to talk about maybe answer some of those questions I was telling you about that people had last week that I couldn't answer about how the coils are positioned and you know, within the cuffs and the blanket and things like that. But first, I really want to say hi to both Nate and Tiff. Thanks so much for calling in from the Denver Stock Show.
Well, good morning. Yeah, we have left the building that we're actually in, and I'm sitting next to this beautiful young lady, Tiff, and we're overlooking to the west, to the mountains. And it is absolutely gorgeous. There's a lot of activity going on here. There's thousands and thousands of people that come through. And we've had the amazing opportunity just to share not only our own personal stories, but also those that we've been doing with horses. And the response has been just absolutely amazing. So we're just thankful to be out here, to be sharing the word. And we have had a lot of very, very good results. We've been beaming animals while we've been here, and a lot of people are really seeing the difference. And let me tell you, this new V2 is amazing. It is, I think, more than what I even thought was coming. And the design features that they have in place were very well done, chosen, positioning. Of course, we know that the blanket itself is larger. It has a lot of adjustment to it, and it will be able to encompass a standard size horse. I mean, it's going to drape quite big on minis or ponies, but there is another option for that, which I can share a little bit later. But it will fit a standard, you know, 12-hand all the way up to a 18-hand workhorse. So the coils, literally, in the past, we added 8 more coils to the V2 unit. And I can tell you that they have been strategically placed in all the right areas. Literally, they are coming down the back, over the stifle, through the gut area, on the joints, and so the front shoulder. And so they're very visible. So where they have put those, and I think it's been an attribute to see exactly how animals have responded with the positioning of the new coils. So now we have 19 coils in the overall blanket itself. And the leg cuffs kind of look like a boot. They have 3 coils themselves in each of those. And so we've just had amazing results just seeing the different ways that you can actually use it. And a lot of people I know in the past had said that, well, we really are going to miss the cuff, and can we bring the original cuff back and everything else? Honestly, folks, I don't think we need it because the versatility of these leg cuffs literally can fold out. They can, because of the actual bend in it, it lays over the neck really well, so it can actually fit up on the pole coming down the neck. Then also, you can actually link both of the boots cuffs together, and they will sit on both sides of the neck, giving that an actual bigger, broader span for increasing that signal in the neck area. Which is really crucial. And actually, with a little extra, I came up with a little extra extension to where if you put that in between, then you can widen those two leg cuffs, and you could actually lay them on a smaller animal on both sides of the body. There's a lot of cool things that they've really made in the design. And we've actually been here. We've sold several already. I've actually had somebody that actually, just because of the design, they've heard about Beamer, but when they saw the design of this new V2, they literally wanted one right then and there. And so make sure that when you're out there demoing that you have a good follow-up system. If you're not using the 283 system or the ID side, I would make sure that you would do that, because it's always those points of contact that's going to bring you back and keep you in touch with that person to build the relationship. Because we've been noticing, you know, as amazing as this product is, still it's about building that relationship with people. And when I've been here at the stock show, of course, I'm not in the booth every day. And so I have days that we've been here, you get to meet people. And we've traveled as far as 2 hours north, almost to Wyoming, to do sessions. And I just did it the other day, and folks came on as a distributor. They bought the vet pack. They're going to buy a pro. And so we've literally been traveling around building those connections. Last night I sent out, I think, 6 new ID sides. And this morning I had 3 responses. 2 wanted to buy, and 1 wants to become a distributor. So make sure you have a good follow-up system, because that will really start building that bridge and building the rapport that we want to have out there, because this is a customer-driven, relational business, and when people see the difference in their animals, you'll have a friend for life. And I know the gal that we just signed up the other day, she called me already last night, and she's got somebody that's interested. So it's really interesting to see how this business continues to grow. So since I wasn't on the full call, Rainey, last week, I don't know some of the questions, if you want to fire those away or if there's any calls now that we can answer.
Yeah, so the people were asking, you know, about the leg cuffs, and do they just kind of wrap around the leg and the hoof kind of like a shipping boot or something? Is they just kind of wrap around and then you Velcro them around?
Yeah, and the Velcro is a different Velcro. It is a really superior Velcro than what we dealt with on the last one. And we've already, as being on the advisory committee, we've already put in some little improvements, because you can actually put it all the way down to the hoof. And it is enough to where you can actually even bring it up to cover the knee. But anything more than that, still with dealing with a draft horse, there's not enough extension there. So we're trying to get them to put in just in a little elastic extension strap to where we can actually put it around some of our bigger animals that we've been doing. So, but it is very, very effective.
Great. And then the other questions that we were getting last week are traveling with your Beamer bags, including, you know, the last V1 and now the V2.
Well, the V1, because of its large size, is really kind of a pain. As you know, I would never put something like our B-boxes into the check luggage. So it is small enough that you can put it in your carry-on. But when you're actually taking the entire original vet pack, it's big, and it's not in that parameters of the carry-on. So I actually bought a large suitcase that I put it in, and I hated doing it, but how else are you going to do that other than putting in the original box, shipping it to a location that you're going to be at, and then picking it up there and going that way? One thing I would recommend that you would always do is I have in the flap, because every time that I have actually checked my original, and even in luggage, they put that letter in there saying that we have searched your bag, everything else. I always put a brochure in with the bag, so when they open it up, they can actually see exactly what it is, so they don't have to question. So I'd recommend that you do that, and then you might even make up an additional note and say this is a medical device for horses, just to keep them from guessing. But the nice thing with the new one is it is very compact. The bag actually fits into the parameters of carry-on. I have not traveled with it yet on a plane, but I know that it does fit into the confines that they request, that it would be certain parameters and sizes in order to carry it on. So that should be a good plus.
All right, great. I think that was some of the bigger questions that we had last week that I couldn't answer because I hadn't actually, you know, seen anything. So that's really great. And so I know that I actually turn it over to Tiff here now because I know she's got a special guest on, and then we can continue to talk about all this stuff. But Tiff, I think that I've found her. I think here. Julie, is that you?
Yeah.
Perfect. All
can
right, Tiff and Julie, I'll let you guys take over.
Hey, so I don't know if you all remember, we had Julie on about, it's probably been 6 months or so ago. and she travels all around the country, shows horses, mostly Western pleasure, but she does some hunty and English type riding as well, and she'll have to probably go into detail a little bit more about that. But I want you to go ahead, Julie, you can share, you know, what you've noticed. You've had the Beamer for, gosh, almost a year now, and she's seen amazing things, both medically but also behavioral. And I know we can only discuss behavioral here on this show, but I'm excited to have her on today, and she's excited to hear about the new V2 set that's out, and I just look forward to hearing what she has to share. So, Julie,
Thanks, Tiff. I'm Julie Fly from up in Northwest Iowa. My daughter and I show nationally on the Palomino circuit. We've done some pretty long hauls this year. We were both hauling for the all-around titles, which we just found out yesterday. My daughter secured the 14 to 18 all-around, and I secured the select amateur all-around. So pretty excited about that. We've made some trips to deep Mississippi, central Texas, Kansas, Wisconsin, Illinois, just kind of all over, and never leave without the Beamer. When we get to our location, we take the Beamer out, and every horse gets, I usually give them a good 25-minute dose of the Beamer when we get there, and it's just been amazing. The rides that we get from our animals, they just sort of take a deep breath after we use the Beamer. We were, in terms of Western pleasure, we show Western pleasure and hunt seat. We do the horsemanship and the equitation. My daughter's mare that she won the all-around on is very versatile and even does games. In fact, was first in the nation in the stake race. But after we're done showing in a day, we'll throw the Beamer back on again. I'm pretty diligent when we're at a show about doing that. And the horses, they perform so much better. They're calm. You can just sense that they're like, oh, shoo, I get a dose of the Beamer. In that regard, I guess, you know, compared to other years, I don't know what to say except that, you know, there has to be some of the results we're getting is due to the Beamer. My daughter won the 14 to 18 Western Pleasure category. I won the select amateur Western Pleasure category. She and I were both first and second in senior Western Pleasure, which is, you know, where the trainers hang out. And my four-year-old was third in the junior Western Pleasure. So when you look at our performance in the Western Pleasure end of things, using the Beamer pretty routinely, we've never done that well. We've never done that well across the board in that. I don't use the cuff quite as much as I do the blanket. I'm really excited to see the Beamer came out, I think, with a matching pair for that I saw in a picture somewhere. Is that right, Tiff? Is there something new cuffs? Like cuffs?
Yes. They're cuffs, but they look a lot like boots. Nate was sharing those.
Yeah. I'm really interested to learn a little bit more about that, because one of the things, you know, I always think with the cuff is, like, especially on their front legs, I wish I could do it at the same time and not one at a time. But yeah, I just can't say enough good things about it. It's we've got some friends of ours that are working hard now to get showing in February, and we haven't started with the Beamer yet because we haven't done a ton of riding. But we're going to be, you know, as we train every day, we're going to put that on before we ride, and I just get amazing rides. I don't know what it is, but the horses just really they enjoy that blanket.
Yeah, and the boots cuffs, now they come with two instead of just the one, like the version one that you have, Julie. So
yeah.
I'll send you some more information on those, because I just, like I said, I just got mine today, actually, and we're putting it on horses here at the National Western Stock Show, so I can learn more about it. But they can go in the front, the back, up on the stifle, hawk, depending on how, you know, big the horse is, of course, but your horses, it would work great. And if you stick them together, like Nate had said, it wraps around the whole neck, which is nice as well.
Oh, that would be awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm
very much so.
I'm you know, everywhere, every show we go to, I always have somebody asking, you know, what is that? The thing that really, that I really like about it is, and I think I said this the last time too, is its portability. I mean, you know, when you can just throw it in and it fits in with your tack and it's not like, you know, big and bulky and clunky, you just can't beat that in taking it to a show. And especially when we're, you know, the horses are on a trailer for a long time, it's kind of like getting that, you know, that calm treatment, you know, when they get off the trailer, you know, calm their nerves down, calm their muscles down. So yeah, I can't say enough good things about it. I'm waiting for the Western, you know, the performance, the Western Pleasure, the show people to sort of, you know, catch on with this. So
yeah, it's definitely booming. Beamer is really exploding right now. Well, I hear probably 70-30 now of people that have heard of Beamer rather than not. So it's really
nice.
Coming. People are really taking off to it. And I had a gal that was down in Texas just recently that purchased a Beamer from me as well. And she said there was probably, oh gosh, a lot. She saw at least 10 to 1 had a Beamer down there that they were using at their stalls. So it's coming, and you're going to see more of them definitely out and about.
I think so too. It's, you know, just like I said, the portability of it just makes sense that you can use it at home to train with, and you can use it on the road as well. So.
Well, thank you, Julie, so much for calling in. I'm glad you were able to hop on and talk with us today about what you've noticed with your show horses, just to validate more about what Beamer has to offer people at your level and just average Joes that are just wanting to go and have a nice relaxing ride and not have to fight their horses because they're more calm and relaxed and easier going to be around and safer as well. So thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem. And I'll be in touch with you about those two cuffs. I'm anxious to kind of know what a little bit more about those cuffs. So. Have a good day, ladies.
Thanks so much, Julie. I appreciate you being on. Always great to hear from you.
Thanks.
You know, and the other thing is, as far as it catching on, I mean, I think as we get more ambassadors that are big, high up in the field and, you know, big-time trainers and big-time showers, that's going to even take off even more. So I think it's definitely – we've still got a lot of work to do, but it's definitely something that, you know, I've noticed over the years, and even the most after like this last year, that more and more people are just, oh yeah, I've heard of that. When I do events and things here, they're like, oh yeah, I've heard of Beamer, or I have a Beamer. A lot of that more than I ever have in the past. So it definitely is something that's catching on, and we're taking off like wildfire. So it's going to be so great to be a part of that. All right, Tiff and Nate, if you guys have anything else that you really want to share, otherwise, looks like we do have a couple callers.
Go ahead and take the callers, and I might have something to add at the end.
Perfect. All right. Our first caller is area code 910. Area code 910, you're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, you guys. It's Jane in Lexington.
Hi, Jane.
Hi. How are you? Oh, God, I'll tell you, when I hear all these marvelous things about you guys selling this Beamer, I'm thrilled for you. I also makes me want to split my throat. It doesn't happen that way here in Lexington. In fact, I just got a text back from someone who I thought I could get. By the way, Randy Hood is coming here this weekend, which is great, and we're going to do an introduction to Beamer at Kesmark. Kesmark is owned by a friend of Joey Steiner's, who's my mentor. It's certainly one of the world's best-known rehab centers for show horses and race horses in particular, and show horses, dressage,
great,
jumpers, international. Yeah. So we're hoping that we can get some more interest going in this area with this. I think it's great he's coming. But, for instance, I just got another very typical response to a invite to come to that, basically saying overwhelmed by so many things that have aid in the horse's health, maxed out on this kind of information, it's just the skepticism here is unbelievable. Joey and I are going nuts. Now, with that said, I have a question about this new and this Beamer horse set, which, of course, if I bought a new one, I would wipe out everything I made last year, which was only about $5,000. So I can't buy a new one. But here's my main question. I'm beginning to feel like the old one is being left in the dust. And also, what I don't understand is this, you guys. The signal goes to the microcirculation and the vasomotion. And it's worked on elephants. And it's, what is the big deal about covering more of the body? Is it just more intense? Could somebody explain that to me? Because let's say you put it on a draft horse. I think you have, Nate. They're like 2,200 pounds. They're not going to cover that horse. Like, do you see where I'm going? Where is the microcirculation? Do these coils only get to a certain part of the microcirculation?
Well, no. So Jane, both blankets are going to be a systemic application. So it was always said that, you know, the old V1 was it's just because it didn't cover the entire horse didn't mean that it wasn't a systemic application. So, but I think, you know, visually for some people, it was hard for them to accept that it wasn't covering, you know, going over the whole hip of some of these big horses, even though we know we've done it on big, huge, you know, draft horses and things like, you know, elephants and things off label, that we know we're still getting that systemic application. So part of that was that. The other part I think was the boots, you know, multiple, being able to do two feet at the same time. I think that was a huge thing for people. and I know, in fact, that I bought myself another cuff so I could do things like that. And just being able to do a larger area with those cuffs, you know, like the whole entire leg rather than just, you know, certain portions of it. I think those were some design things that came from people using them in the field that went to Beamer and said, you know, maybe we need to rework this just a little bit. And like Nate said, they did add some more coils into the blanket. so they are, you know, throughout the blanket, but there's even more and they're strategically placed maybe from, you know, research that they'd done that they needed to rework these a little bit. So nobody's saying that the old one doesn't work. It's really, really still a great system and I'm still going to use that. I know Nate's still going to use it. In fact, I think it fits better on some of those bigger horses for Nate than it does, than the new one does, because it doesn't fit kind of up over the hip. So there's nothing wrong with the old unit.
No, and we know that the old unit has worked totally fine. And I do know that because of the additional coils, doesn't mean that it is actually negating the original. They all have their part, but I know that with what Beamer does from year in to year out is they're always trying to improve. And so I know that the research that they've put into this, actually by putting in a few more coils and strategically placing them in certain locations, is for a reason. And that is to increase more circulation to those problematic areas. So that's the difference. They're both fantastic units. I still have two extra old units that I'm still using. But that's not to say that now the old one is totally gone. They're still phenomenal units and they still do the same thing, but the coils on the new ones are just there placed for a certain reason to enhance, to have a quicker recovery time.
Okay. What about
okay.
infection?
Thanks.
Can the Beamer do anything with infection?
So Jane, again, we can't actually talk about any medical things on this show, but what can be benefited by increased blood flow, and think about it that way, then you can kind of go forward in any of those questions.
We talked about it, Rainey, yesterday on the Wednesday, whatever Wednesday, and somebody very clearly said the Beamer is not an antibiotic. Would you all agree with that, or is that too medical? We discussed that yesterday.
Well, I mean, we absolutely can't say
okay.
that it is an antibiotic. Absolutely, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, they did, and we can. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, you guys. Hopefully things will get better down here in Lexington. Maybe we'll get some of these people to open up their minds.
I think as we grow, it'll spread there too.
I think so too. Thank you guys. Good to see you down in Wellington, Nate. Wonderful. Bye.
Good to see you.
Bye. All right. Our next caller is area code 978. Area code 978. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, Jim Lippincott in Massachusetts. How's everybody doing? Hi.
Great.
Question about the V2. And Nate, I guess, said that you can connect both of the cuffs together and use it around the neck, which is definitely one way to fly. But if you were able to get an extension, Velcro extension, could you use just one cuff around the neck and use the other cuff on a leg?
Absolutely, yeah. Actually, because of the curvature of the actual cuff, it sits very comfortably on the neck, and you really don't even need to have any extra Velcro. But the one thing that you can do is actually with extensions, and we're really, like I said, we're seeing if we can't get the company to put those in the bag with it. You can actually extend and have both of those cuffs, and if you were to put about a foot extension, you could actually use it on minis and ponies and all kinds of other situations. So it does have a lot of versatility
kind of a blanket
to actually use. Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
All right. Do you think there's actually a benefit to using both cuffs on the neck rather than just one?
Well, it depends on what's going on, you know. So certain situations, I don't know. I've seen a lot of horses get their necks yanked back and forth. And, I can see definite benefit, especially for some larger draft horses. There's definitely a benefit. So it just depends on the actual application. And that's one thing, Rainey and everybody on the call, as one of the six people that are on the advisory council with Dr. Burkett and with Dr. Kate, we're trying to put together some different basic things, basic plans, like we have with the pro unit, and some different question and answers, and kind of the commonly asked questions. And so we're in the process of putting that all together now, and we're supposed to talk about it tomorrow in Carlsbad with Dr. Burkett and Dr. Katt. So we'll be having a lot more stuff that's coming out in the near future that's going to help us all out there using the Beamer.
Wonderful. Jim, did you get your questions answered, or do you have any more?
I think that I'm good. Thanks very much.
All right. Thanks
for calling,
Jim. Always good to hear from you.
All right. Take care.
All right. Thank you. Our next caller is area code 518. Area code 518, you're live on Blog Talk.
Yeah, hi, this is David Arnold from upstate New York. Nate, did I understand you to say that there Did I understand you to say that there are three coils in the cuffs?
Yes, there's three in each cuff with its own control
Somebody needs to contact Beamer headquarters in Carlsbad and tell them that, because I specifically asked how many coils are in the cuff, and they said there are no coils in the cuff. They said that just like the existing cuff, they said that the signal emanates from the control box itself and just radiates into the leg. So obviously somebody needs some education.
Yep. Thank you for that input. And that is one point of conversation we've already had, is actually educating our support staff at corporate. So thank you for your input. We'll get that taken care of.
Are you getting any feedback from Beamer that there's a likelihood that they will make available extension straps? Because when I'm looking at, I've seen a picture of the cuffs, the two of them Velcroed together and then just draped over the neck. But to me, that still does not, under the majority of circumstances, I would think that it would rest comfortably there. But I personally would feel more comfortable if there was a strap going all the way around so that it's now a necklace, if you will, secured in that fashion. There a hope that that's going to happen?
Yeah, we already talked about that on the 15th down in Wellington. And so hopefully we'll be seeing that, just kind of like a Velcro on both sides and more of an elastic that they'll be able to fasten it all the way around.
That'd be great. That'd be great. All right. That's what I needed to know. Thank you much. Appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks for the call.
Perfect. Thanks, David. All right. We're getting close to the end here, but I'm going to try to take at least one more caller here. I know that Tiff and Nate are going to try to get back to their booth. So let's take one more caller and then see if they've got any final words they want to share with us. So we've got area code. I'm skipped around here. We've got area code 507. Area code 507, you're live on Blog Talk.
Oh, this is Don Prohaska from southeastern Minnesota. I just wanted to give a little short testimony. They had a mayor that in 2018 was about to die, and none of the veterinarians knew what to do, and she could only take steps about 3 to 4 inches long. So I bought a Beamer vet unit and saved her life. She got working. Looking good enough, I bred her, and the next year she had the best foal I ever had in over 20 years of breeding horses, and they worked great. And also, I had a horse that came in last week with dead lame, and she couldn't stand on one back leg, so I put two cuffs on her right back leg and did that for a couple, 3 days, and now she's sound as can be. It works. Fantastic.
Oh, great. So great. Thanks so much for sharing, Don. I appreciate that. You know, and that's important to, you know, think about too, as far as, you know, keeping your horses healthy and sound for your breeding programs and things like that too. So well, I'm so glad it's working for you. Thanks so much for sharing, Don. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right. So I know we're getting to the end of here, and I don't want to keep Tiff and Nate too much longer. Did you guys have any final things you wanted to share or talk about today?
Yeah, Rainey, just thanks for having us on, and we just look forward to sharing more and more about what Beamer has to offer. It's just continuing to grow, and we're just excited to see where the company is going and all the people that are open to trying new technology, because it's not going anywhere. It's here to stay. I was fortunate enough to be able to do the Andalusian stallion that was featured in the Dancing with Horses event last night, and I get to go do him again this afternoon.
Oh, wow.
So I'm looking forward to talking with them some more. And it turns out the lady that rides him is an Olympian, so that was really pretty awesome to see that and experience that and be able to
I would
to
love to see some
be
pictures
of
that.
It, so.
Be sure to send me some of those.
I will.
Perfect. Thanks so much, Tiff. We really appreciate you coming on. Nate.
Yeah, I tell you, like Tiff, it's just an absolute pleasure to be a part of this world and to have the influence that we have to help people, you know, with their own personal health. You know, we've seen some animals with some serious issues, and to know that there's people out there that don't have any hope. And just remember that by you sharing could be the actual key that unlocks somebody else's prison, whether they're dealing with their own personal issues or whether they're dealing with something with their animals that they love so much. So make sure that you take the time to be compassionate and share your story. And guys, we're going to always hear no. You know, you're going to hear all kinds of different excuses, or it's too much or whatever else. And I'm just telling people, and I actually told somebody this the other day, and it was almost like a slap in the face to them because it really woke them up. I said, you know, whatever you think about Beamer, at some point in time, you might buy one in 3 days. You might buy one in 3 weeks, 3 months, or 3 years. But I know because of what this product does, you're going to be buying a Beamer. So stay in contact with me and just keep doing your research. And, you know, he appreciated that. And so I've already had a contact back from him saying, hey, what about this? And so you just keep that rapport and keep the hope going, because we know that Beamer is going to change history, and we're seeing it happen one life, one horse at a time. So thanks for having us, and we got to get back into our show. There's a lot going on. We're just watching hundreds and hundreds of people go into the building that we're supposed to be in. So Danielle and Greg are in there holding the fort. So we're going to get in and help them out. So thanks again. Love y'all. We'll talk to you on the next show.
Thanks, Nate. Thanks, Tiff. We really appreciate you guys coming on, taking time out of your busy day. and helping share this with people, since I haven't actually put my hands on it. I really appreciate the hands-on stuff. So thanks, you guys, so much for being on. Well, we lost Dr. B. He must have had a patient waiting, but I appreciate him being on and doing those the vet calls that we do every Wednesday, every other Wednesday now, that we're doing 5:45 Pacific, 8:45 Eastern. So please send your vets to us. More and more vets need to be using this for their animals. So again, thanks everyone. I know there was a couple callers we didn't get to. Please try to call back in next week. We'd love to hear from you. If you have any questions or comments, we want to make sure that we're getting to everybody. But we do only have a minimal amount of time. So thanks again for all the callers and all the questions. Please tune in tomorrow for Recognition Friday. Otherwise, I will talk to you all next week. Thanks, everyone. Have a great, great week.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it.